We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia as well as Dewey Beach, Delaware. I am coming at you live from the greatest bar in America, the Starboard. B. Mitch is holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios.
Why the hell I'm not in the Starboard?
Well, I was about to say, aren't you getting on a plane this afternoon to go to Tampa?
No.
What happened to that?
I got to move my daughter out of the apartment.
Family
duties.
Yeah, family comes first, man.
Hell yeah.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. Had a good time last night at the Fight for Children. This gentleman came up to me and told me he invited you.
The ambassador.
The ambassador, yep.
He did.
JP? I think he's on his way going out of town or something like that.
Well, what's crazy is, shout out to my guy Scott McBrien, who set up this beach golf tournament for a bunch of guys that live in, like, kind of neighborhood guys. And, you know, he set it up, and I was like, I'm in. And we never really cross-checked the dates. And not only did it happen to be the same weekend as that fight night, whatever the rebooted fight night is called. What's it called now?
Fight for Children.
Fight for Children, which I love that event, and I love that the ambassador invited me, but I had already made plans. And it's also the same weekend as the Mickey Steele Golf Tournament going on in Kent Island, which is always a blast and raises a ton of money for a really good cause. And I've played in that before and have loved doing that. And, you know, when you make plans, you make plans. You got to lock in. So I've been to Fight Night before, and Fight Night was an incredible charity event, but also, like, kind of over the top with how awesome it was.
Yep.
Did they try to dial it back now for the Fight for Children?
It's dialed back some, but what they do now, they're honoring people. So last night they honored the late great John Thompson. They honored Sheila Johnson, Christine Brennan, and also Kevin Durant for the charitable stuff that he does. So it's like, it's always been about raising money and doing stuff for kids, charities, and things of that nature. And I think all three of those people have done some great stuff, and they do a lot of work for charity. So it was great. And then, you go to these functions like that normally, you wonder, like, what the drinks are going to be. I was telling Landfill this earlier. I walked to the bar, and I was like,
You walked to the bar? I'm shocked.
Once you're in there, it's all taken care of, you know?
Yeah.
And let's say that the house bourbon was Whistle Pig, Piggyback. I was like, damn, this is an upscale place here. Let me get some more of that. So I went back, and my little lady said, oh, we ran out of Whistle Pig. I said, this bar did? They said, yeah. And then they went to the other bar, they still had it. Came back to the other bar, they had restocked again.
There you go.
It was good, though.
Whistle Pig as house bourbon is pretty damn strong.
Hell yeah.
I went the clear route last night. So I got up here and met up with our friend Monty, who they were having a member guest over at Rehoboth Country Club. I just went over there and had a drink. I got to say hello to Mr. Tony. Tony Kornheiser was there with Chris Saliza. It was pretty cool to meet them as somebody that's, you know, listening to their show. And told him I work with you. He says hello to you, of course. It was a fun night. We went and had a great dinner at Starboard Raw, which is kind of their seafood spot. And but by far, the story I've got to tell you, the absolute story I've got to tell you. So say I got up here like 6-ish last night, something like that. And I'm staying at a hotel for the night. And I go to check in at the hotel. And everything's cool. They got, you know, my name, you know, credit card down, whatever. Everything's cool. And on, I don't know if it was, I'm not sure. I think there was a reference to, you know, Commander's reporter or something in kind of like my bio for the hotel. But the woman was a really nice lady. I'd put her at about 60. Maybe she's 55, maybe she's 65, but somewhere in there, okay? And she looks at me and she goes, Washington Commanders? What is that? Is that a new hockey team? And I was like, and I'm just like, nope, it's not a hockey team. She's like, well, I've never heard of it. And I was like, well, and this dude, there's like a bachelorette party checking in and me and a dude behind me. And this dude behind me just starts giggling. And she's like, well, what is it then? And I was like, well, do you remember the Washington Redskins? She's like, yeah, of course. I was like, they are now the Washington Commanders. And she looks at me stone-faced. No, they're not. And I was like, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you. That's what happened.
But yes, they are.
Right. And she's like, no chance. And I was like, I promise you, that's what they are. And she legitimately didn't believe me for a few minutes. And I think I convinced her. And I realized the level of football fan we were talking to here, because then she asked me if the Colts were still in Baltimore. And I was like,
Well, hold on. She might be a little older than what you think, Dan, if she asked you that question.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't think she watches a ton of Red Zone channels.
Well, especially if she thinks the Colts are still in Baltimore.
I know. But it is funny, dude. I do think there's going to be, like, you and I, like, our life is so plugged in, right? Like, between our computers, our phones,
yeah.
Not to mention just reading the newspaper or whatever. I wonder if there's going to be, like, a block of people this fall that are like, wait a second, what the hell's going on?
A block of people if they don't have a TV or a radio or any type of communication. Because if you watch any level
or
of
people
TV,
that just do, yeah.
It's been talked about a lot.
But, like, I wonder if you're an old dude in St. Louis and you're not really paying attention till this fall and it's Monday Night Football and it's the Commanders playing the Eagles and you're like, who the hell are the Commanders? You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of funny.
It is.
I think they've done a good job, certainly locally. I think everyone's aware. Anybody that listens to our program is aware. I just got a kick out of this lady telling me so matter-of-fact that I was incorrect. And
you can understand it until she asks you where the Colts in Baltimore.
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
At that point, you go, okay, I'm not going to have any more argument or discussion with this lady.
So I didn't get to watch much of the basketball last night, but it sure looks like the Celtics came to play. Did you watch much of it?
I didn't watch much of it either because I was at the event, and you know, me and the Queen, we were in an Uber, so we let it all hang out last night.
Oh, so you were going for it last night.
We had fun last night.
Good. what's an Uber? Was it at the Hilton that it usually is?
No, it was at the Anthem, right there in the
Oh,
the
that's
Wharf.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna guess.
Guess. Round trip.
So, it's separate trips. So, the way there had to be cheaper because I bet the way home was surge pricing or whatever.
Well,
so, I got you at – so, we're going from Centerville to the Anthem. I think the way there, you're talking $60.
A little more than that.
$75.
I'm trying to find the exact thing right now.
Okay.
I was just
looking at it. My guess is $75 on the way in – and then like $110 on the way home. Because I know you stay till the end, so you probably didn't get that Uber till like midnight.
Yeah, I think it was exact. It was the same price both ways, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's good.
Because it was it was 70-something there and 70-something on the way back. Because they charge you so many damn fees now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is. They get you with the Ubers. I mean, I think I read this somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, but basically – I read that Uber's plan was to come in and be so cheap and cost effective that people would stop taking cabs, and then eventually when they drive out cabs, they're just going to raise the prices on everything. And I don't know how far along they are, if that was actually the plan or something.
I don't think they really are very much cheaper than a cab.
I don't think so either.
$78.24 on the way there, $79.42 on the way back.
All right. Well, at least it was the same.
And then
I'm guessing
you get all the little fees. Then they start seeing you the other thing. Or do you want a tip
for the tip? Right.
I tip anyway, but I end up tipping. It would end up being 11 something each tip.
So yeah, another 15% or whatever.
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm guessing your tickets were on the house, and you had a great dinner and a great couple cocktails, and it was a fun night. So
hell
were
yeah.
they still boxing?
No, it's no more boxing. It's more or less.
Is it more just like a traditional charity event
the
now?
You got the tables. You have people still serving the tables, and you have men and women that serve tables now. And then they have, they had a band. Aloe Black was there. Chris Tucker was the
like from Rush Hour?
Yes. Chris Tucker was the host. And I forgot the guy that was with him, Jay somebody. And he's funny. He's a comedian. He's funny as hell. But Aloe Black, the dude that wrote the song, I'm the Man.
Yeah.
He was there. He was performing.
That's your song, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. And then they have the people come up. They have videos of them and things of that nature. They give a little speech. So it was at that level. And Dikembe Mutombo was the person who presented JT3. The thing for his dad.
No, Big John. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Hold on. Dikembe introduced JT3
Dikembe
spoke for his dad?
He gave the award to John, to the young John. And he talked about his dad and all the things that he had, how he would be, what he would feel like and think. And they showed this video, Coach, bro. I can remember those, talking to him about those things. I was laughing my tail off. And then who else did they have? Kevin Durant's mom.
Was KD there?
No, KD wasn't there. His mom accepted the award.
Is her name Sheila?
Wanda.
Wanda, okay. Because I remember the MVP award he got, how cool she was in
That's
that
what I
setting.
Posted. I posted last night. I put her picture and I put the real MVP.
Yeah. Very cool. That sounds
cool,
like
man.
A great night, man.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That is cool. I that's always been a great event, and you can – occasionally, DC flexes, the glitterati's the wrong word because it's not necessarily like a glamorous crowd, but the money and power and kind of community that DC can be. I feel like that event always put that together. You know, does that make sense? Like, you got like the kind of the most powerful and strong people, influential.
Sports. And the government and business world come together, and it's calm. they come together for a common cause, which rarely ever happens.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, well, and I think it also helps because, it's a completely apolitical night.
Yeah.
It's not red or blue, and there's no partisanness. So it helps in our city when that can happen.
True. Totally.
So we got Trevor Sikkema joining us at 11 o'clock, Tampa Bay Tray. And it's been interesting watching kind of the Cole Holcomb debate. I don't know if expand is the right word, but sometimes I do think when you and I have an in-depth debate on something, it grows from there. And I do think it's worth pointing out that, we're not saying that this is a massive problem. But it is something that they said they were going to address and then never did.
Yeah.
And it just kind of is in concert with other things. We'll see what happens. I think we both think Cole's a good player. The issue isn't if he can play.
I'll explain it like this. And I think this may make people understand. So let's say when you move like a middle linebacker and an outside linebacker, and I'm going to reach out to Marcus Patton, but I would love to hear the differences that it take in a sense. But if, say, a guy is playing wide receiver, okay, and he's an exceptional wide receiver, and since he's a great wide receiver, you say, oh, I'm going to move him to cornerback. Because he's good at that, he should be good at the other thing. Or I'm going to move him to running back. It kind of seems like it's like, well, because he was great at an outside linebacker, I'm going to move him inside. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's like it's an experiment in a sense. And you don't know for sure if it's going to work, and we don't know that it won't work. But when you say we're going to address something, you would think that you would want to get someone who's already done it at that position at a high level to just hit the ground running. And that guy who was great at that other position, let him be great at that other position. You hear what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's what it seems like to me.
Do you remember, and I'm not at all comparing the players to Trent here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember there was that time where, I mean, the then Redskins must have lost like 8 guards. Like every guard inside the DMV went down. And so they had to bump Trent in to finish a game. They had to bump Trent Williams into left guard. And then they had a swing tackle in Ty Nsekhe that could come in and play left tackle. And so then that week there was talk of, oh, should we make Trent Williams a guard? And eventually Trent got asked about it. And, like, one of my favorite things about covering Trent is that he was, like, exceptionally humble about knowing what an elite player he was.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that's kind of a contrary statement, but, like, Trent never was a bragger, and he was on a bunch of bad teams, and he recognized it, but he also knew he was the best tackle in football. So eventually when he gets asked, like, hey, you know, how do you feel about bumping inside the guard? He's like, he does this, like, quizzical look, and he was like, I'm the best at what I do there, and you want me to move to another position that's less important? And it was like, yeah, all right, that really cleared that up. Thank you. And so not at all comparing Holcomb's ability. Holcomb's a good player. Trent's elite. Holcomb's a good player, but now we're asking him to do something else and hoping it kind of all works out.
That's the only gripe. It's like, okay, the kid has worked to become exceptional at a position, and every year he improved at that position. You can't assume that he's going to move to another position and the ascension is going to keep going. You get what I'm saying?
Totally.
So it's like, now, he may be able to do it. But I would have to think that there's some difference from being outside and playing the middle. Because, like, the middle, you're taking on dudes that are massive and bigger than you. And consistently.
Like the role in the middle a lot more often is to, like, and listen, football has evolved. There's not a ton of lead blockers anymore. There's not a lot of fullbacks. There's not a lot of eye sets, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the idea of that middle backer is to have to take on more physicality than it is on the outside. And I think if you had to point to Holcomb's strength, it's his speed.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you could take advantage as much in the middle. But, hell, I guess we're going to find out.
Oh, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
And I think
at this point they keep saying it. It really is the plan.
But let's say this, though. If the experiment doesn't seem to be working right, I would pray that they would put this earlier or sooner than they did with Jamin and say, we're going to put him back outside. We'll get somebody else inside. I would hope that would happen quicker instead of having a stubborn mindset as it was last year.
Absolutely. And we saw that all over that defense. We saw it with Landon Collins. We saw it with a refusal to blitz until Chase got hurt. You could blitz earlier, dude. They're not getting home. Make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
B, I have an exercise that I think you'll enjoy.
What you got?
I may have had a few the other night and gone a little heavy on the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies' night. What's your age and type? Oh, Mitch and Finley, I am live at the Starboard in Dewey Beach. Things are starting to move here. You can always feel the energy at Starboard. It's crazy, man. My buddy just texted me. Many years ago, I used to do a summer share in a Dewey Beach house. And what's crazy is I can see the back deck of the place we had from where I'm standing right now. Those were some of the most fun times of my life, B. But
keep those quiet to yourself.
Yeah, but dude, I'm telling you, if I tried to put it in fifth gear now like I did then, I don't know that I could make it. I don't know that I have that gear anymore, B.
I don't know, man. You just got old quick in your mind, I guess.
I think it's a Toby Keith song. Like I'm not as good as I once was, but once I'm as good as I ever was. Maybe I still have that gear.
Yeah, you should have a lot more than that. You're just 41, bro.
I'm 40, dude. I'm only 40.
Damn. You're not there yet.
Sir, 3, 4, 41.
Huh?
Don't you turn in 53 or 54?
I'm turning 54, but I still have that gear.
Hey, that's how you made it in the pros for 14 years. All right. Now, here is... Let's get down to business here. We have some golf bets to Wednesday number golf bets. Which is ironic because I always bet on Rory and I always bet on JT. I was like, you know what?
And both of them are on fire right now.
Well, of course I didn't bet on them this time.
Oh,
that's probably why.
You are the only person I know that like to fade themselves.
Yeah. So, first bet.
Did you move or something because your connection is like a little back and forth right now?
Oh, no, but I can be still.
All right, there we go. That sounds clear.
Okay, good. My normal betting... So I usually bet, like, if I tell you I had the under last, it's $50. But golf bet, spread it around the board, I dropped $5. So nothing is too exotic here. But I bet on Scottie Scheffler for a top 5 finish and for a top 10 finish. Let's check in on Scheffler. I think he's one over par. That's...
I'll pull it up for you real quick here.
But one over par through. So we need. And that was my biggest favorite. I bet on Jordan Spieth for a top five and a top 10. That doesn't look good. He's two over. All right, so if we're doing accounting here, that looks like I'm down $40.
But you still have some time, and I think we're going to let JP get a reconnect because he's like a little in and out. But Scottie Scheffler is at plus one right now. If he makes the cut, then he can still get to a top 10 or whatever. I would say if a man always bets on Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy, and one is sitting at minus five and the other's at minus four, the guy sitting at minus five hadn't even gone off yet today. I would think that I would try to slip in some bets with them right now. Golf odds are a lot different than a lot of the other sports out there. So as he stated, he has $250 around the board. And I think if anybody out there bets on, you look at basketball, a lot of times it's minus 110, minus 105. You go with the money line, you may get some guys to have some plus positive numbers and they go up a little bit. But ultimately, when you get to the golf odds, if you catch it right, you can get plus 3,000. You get some guys that'll be some astronomical numbers where it's a high, high possibility that they won't win, but what if they were to? And I'm going to try to pull up some of these little odds for you here. Will Zalatoris, who I was listening to the Junkies earlier, can't putt very well. That's plus 1,000. Justin Thomas is sitting right now at plus 650. Rory McIlroy, plus 280. Now, when you start jumping to some of the guys that you go a little bit later on, and it'll be some names, like Tiger Woods is plus 50,000. If he was to get on fire and were to win this thing, you put $100, $50,000.
That's some money.
I'll take it. You know,
that's some money.
So it's like sometimes you have certain people that play Bubba Watson. You know, you don't know if he's going to get on fire or anything. Brooks Koepka, plus 32,000. And I think that's the thing what JP is trying to get on where you can spread it around. For me, I normally go with the top five, top six, you know, I mean, top 10. And if you find some guys that are on fire, like when we did a Calcutta for the Masters, I'm telling my guys, get Scottie Scheffler. And we didn't get him. If we had gotten Scottie Scheffler, I think first place paid 50%. And I think it was well over $160,000 that was bet. Just imagine getting him and you had spent a good $15,000, $12,000 for him. You would have won 80-something grand. And I think that's what you're looking for. You're trying to get those guys who seem to get on fire. And right now, Rory, they say this, Southern Hills, you have to be a great iron play guy to get it. We got JP back. What's up, Jay?
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Having Rory, who's a great iron player, also Justin
bombs
is a
it.
Great iron player, they may be guys that are the favorites to try and go out and get this thing. And you decide not to bet these two guys.
Well, Brian, it's well documented I'm a moron. But I also
you can still bet, though.
I know. I bet on those guys all the time, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go a different direction. So,
well, you got JT at plus 650 right now, and you have Rory at plus 280.
Yeah. I'm not – so I have Cam Smith for a top five and a top 10. I have
– you're falling in love with that dude.
Dude, I kind of love that guy. His game is so silly. Now, what I didn't do is I only picked one winner this week. I wasn't going to bet a lot of people to win. I was just betting top fives, top tens. Who do you think I picked as my winner? And in this, I may have gotten some intel from a morning producer on the Junks on this one.
Valdez told you to take who?
Hideki Matsuyama.
And where is he sitting at this point?
Two over.
Hideki is plus 8,000.
Yeah. I got him at plus 1,800. So then I got – this is where things could get interesting for me. I took Brooks Koepka for a top five and a top 10, which looks god-awful. I mean,
he's sitting at plus 32,000 right now.
Right. I mean, what is he on the on? He hasn't gone off yet this morning. What did he finish yesterday?
Plus four. A plus Great. Three. Plus four or plus three. I think he and Tiger were tied.
He and Tiger both had plus didn't four. Have. But, B, I got a couple that if they hit, things start to get juicy, all right? I got Joaquin Niemann, who is your boy. You like Niemann and kind of put me on to him. I got Niemann for a top five at plus, where the hell are you, Joaquin? Top five is plus 1,200. And a top 10. So if he gets a top five, he's going to hit the top 10 also. The top 10 is plus 500. So we're big Joaquin Niemann fans. And Niemann played good golf yesterday. He's three under for the tournament right now. He's tied for fifth right now. We're going to hold that ticket and maybe pray a little bit. I took Cam Young, who's not delivering for me right now. He doesn't go off till this afternoon, so we'll see. The conditions this afternoon are supposed to be a little easier, which would be really good for me. But then, dude, I have – this is a Tress Way special. Do you remember Tress told us he's like, watch out for those Oklahoma State golfers because they played this course a million times. And everybody thinks of Ricky Fowler, but I want nothing to do with Ricky Fowler. So I took Taylor Gooch for a top 10.
Gooch.
Dude, his just to make the top 10 is plus 800.
He's minus two right now.
I know, dude. He's sitting there tied for eighth. So I like that. If I can cash on Niemann or Gooch, that'll probably cover all the bets.
All right.
So if anybody's watching golf this weekend, that's who you need to focus on. Joaquin Niemann.
Pulling for Gooch and Niemann.
Gooch, Niemann, and we're obviously rooting for Cam Smith, Scheffler, Spieth, some of the heavyweights you expect up top. But if Gooch and Niemann can get up there, we'll be sitting pretty, as they like to say. I don't know who they are, but that's what they like to say. It'll be fun, man. Yeah. Did you put any bets in on the golf yet?
Nope. I got home yesterday, and when I got to the in the car, you know, Monica was talking so much, I couldn't focus on putting no bets in. And then once you get into D.C., it kind of throws you off from your bets if you don't have the right stuff and you're near the wrong buildings. So I just say, to hell with it.
That's why you need a guy, dude. When we come back, we got Tampa Bay Trey. Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus will join us at 11. Pro Football Focus, not wild about the Washington Commanders offseason. They ranked them a C-. Let's see what Tampa Bay Trey thinks. Let's see what he thinks of their draft specifically. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Beavis and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Brian to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code Brian. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet is $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brian Mitchell.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's up, JP?
Mitch and Finley. So, yesterday we had the excitement of Nick Saban going after Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher clapping back in a major way.
Clap back, clap back.
And Deion Sanders getting kind of just caught in the shrapnel. Deion's leading HBCU Jackson State. They had a good season last year. He was able to recruit a stud wideout this year, and Saban just casually threw out that that Jackson State paid this kid $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Deion tweeted out, "I don't even get paid $1 million," which is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
But Sanders, yes, we were all kind of waiting for Deion to fire back, and Deion spoke Wednesday night. He spoke with Jean-Jacques Taylor of Anscape.com. I believe JJT used to cover the Cowboys. I wonder if he started his own site or something. So here we go. This is Deion Sanders responding to Nick Saban. Says, "Coach Saban wasn't talking to me. Coach Saban wasn't talking to Jimbo Fisher. He was talking to his boosters. He was talking to his alumni. He was talking to his givers. He was trying to get money. That's what he was doing. He was just using us to get where he was trying to get to."
100%.
It makes a lot of sense, man.
100%.
Like, because clearly, Texas A&M has figured something out, that they're able to beat Bama for a lot of these stud recruits. And they're doing it all legally. I read something from a lawyer. Of course, there's already NIL lawyers. This thing has existed a year, and there's already lawyers for it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they said everything's completely by the books. So, like, they're doing it the right way.
When I started talking about it yesterday, my focus was on what? The businesses and the supporters around the teams in the town. They're the ones that's going to be paying the kids. They're the ones that have been paying them when it was illegal. You damn sure you think they're not going to pay them when it's legal?
So to that point, B, here's more from Deion. He said, "I don't even wear a watch, and I know what time it is. They forget. I know who's been bringing the bag and dropping it off. I know this stuff. I'm not the one you want to play with when it comes to all this stuff. Once upon a time, the bag was just a bag. Now there's equality among the big boys. We don't have those types of bags. We don't have the boosters and donors and givers. Leave me out of that mess y'all got going on." And if you hear Deion there, listen, this is Deion Sanders we're talking about. This is prime time.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Florida State in, what, the early 90s?
Yeah.
You don't think he got a bag of 50 grand or whatever the going price was then?
Mm.
And I bet he does know where all this stuff is coming from. So,
hey, man, it's a lot that certain coaches don't want to come out. And I think that yesterday when Nick opened his mouth, that's why you saw the SEC president come out and say, "Hey, everybody shut up." Because we all doing the same things.
And that's why Saban came out and apologized.
Yeah, but the whole thing about it is he's already done the damage, or he ignited the people he wanted to ignite. So it's just like putting a social media post out there and then erasing it. Hell, it's already hit millions of people.
Totally.
You know?
Can't put genies back in the bottle.
Cannot.
Here's the last one from Deion. He said, "We need to talk publicly, not privately." Now he's talking about Saban. "What you said was public. That doesn't require a conversation. Let's talk publicly and let everybody hear the conversation. You mm-hmm. can't do that publicly and call privately. No, no, no. I still love him. I admire him. I respect him. He's the magna cum laude of college football, and that's what it's going to be because he's earned that. But he took a left when he should have stayed right. I'm sure he'll get back on course. I ain't tripping."
And that's what Jimbo, when he reached out to Jimbo, Jimbo basically was like, "Why the hell should I answer his question, answer the phone call now? You did everything how you wanted to do it. Then you want to call me privately and say, 'Oh, I'm sorry.' No. Do everything publicly."
Totally. And then he so this is what Saban's apology. Saban said, "I should have been more specific when I said bought, in saying you can buy players now through name, image, and likeness, and never mentioned any specific school and just said across the sport. That's on me. But other than that, I don't have any regrets over what I said Wednesday."
He said exactly what he wanted to say. He wanted to put the focus on Jimbo, and he wanted to bring in some of the HBCUs. He brought in Deion Sanders because that's the one that was the most eyes on him right now, because he want people to try to feel like, "Oh, I need y'all watching them," when he can start doing his stuff under the table anyway. I said it before, and I said it again. You go look at the damn parking lot of the football players at Alabama. They're not walking. And then most of them drive the same Dodge Charger, whatever, the Challenger. They drive it. Why? Because they got a dude down there been taking care of him for years.
More from Saban here. I don't want to go down that road of bidding for players out of high school. I don't. But if we go through this recruiting class this year and we lose all the players because they're making $100,000 going someplace else, then what can you do? This is not professional sports. I mean, we have free agency and no salary cap. That's basically what we have, right? There's no professional league that has that circumstance because none of them are stupid enough to have it. And that's what we have.
But ultimately,
I think Dion's right. I think Nick is telling people, telling the Bama boosters to start paying up.
Y'all get out and start doing something, because let's get this thing straight. Nick Saban, a lot of people go to the pros out of Alabama. But those guys also understand they know who the guys are. They know who their Boudreaux are. Like I knew who my Boudreaux was. You know what I'm saying? They know where to get it, how to get it. And now he's saying, listen, people, times have changed. It's legal to do the stuff. I need y'all to do it. Because ultimately, when I hear a coach that's making over $10 million a year, who probably pays for nothing, and he's getting that off of these kids' backs, act like, well, they can't make anything. Look, it's too many guys that leave college football that will not become a professional football player.
The vast majority of them.
Yeah, and
the vast majority.
They leave college with injuries and medical problems that's going to bother them the rest of their damn lives. The school don't pay for it the rest of their life. So
even the kids that don't, B.
But they
even
should.
The kids that just play college and then are fine later.
Yeah.
They still should have the opportunity.
But they
All
should
of them
be
should.
Able to get something.
Yeah,
and coaches like Nick Saban, they want everything. They want all the money because guess what? He get to cut all the commercials. He get to sign all the shoe deals and things of that nature. And a lot of those kids have to fall in line with whatever the damn coach has.
Well said. When we return, Tampa Bay, Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus will join us. Also, I got to tell you, we got some Daniel Jones quotes. And they're the most Daniel Jones quotes of all time. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.